With the partial government shutdown now in its third week, nearly 400,000 furloughed federal employees might be unsure of what to do with themselves during their vacant days. But many are finding ways to stay busy. American University recently opened its doors to help them brush up on some professional skills. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
2018 was a really exciting year for AETC on behalf of the Air Force, quite frankly. The biggest things that I think of that we were able to do was after being named the Force Development Command, we really did a good job last year of restructuring the staff and focusing the people in the staff all the way down through the squadrons and AETC on that force development mission and looking at how do we develop the entire force, not just how do we train people, how do we bring them into the Air Force and then send them on. That has really allowed us to focus on a bigger picture. And, you mentioned the personnel landscape. That allows us to look at how do we develop the entire force as a way to support talent management and each individual airman's growth and progression in the Air Force. A couple of strategic things, if you will, that we've done to really enable that where we brought what we call the Air Force Learning Services ecosystem online this year, which is, the initial capabilities of that are looking very exciting that eventually, hopefully in 2019, that will grow into our ability to put content online and give airmen access to what I'm sure you've heard us call the continuum of learning anytime, anywhere, on any device. And that also gives an airman the path to their growth and how they can progress in the future. And it allows them to, our aggressive learners in the Air Force will have better access to more content and be able to develop themselves faster, which feeds into the second major thing that I think we've done this year. And that's what has been termed pilot training next, but will grow in 2019 into what we're calling learning next now. And that's exploring and running experiments to see how do people learn better, what are the tools and techniques we can use to teach better, and how are we able to get airmen to their combat units faster by putting them in charge of their training, no longer making time a constant in training, but rather a person's ability and their performance, and then how do we teach them within context of the mission. When you bring those two things together, the ecosystem with what we're learning in Pilot Training Next and Future Learning Next experiments, 2018 was really a big year for moving Air Education and Training Command into the current day and into the future.
And the Pilot Training Next program that you're talking about uses big data and personal simulators to help pilots get in the air faster. Can you tell us a little bit more about this Learning Next program that you just mentioned? Would that be focused toward pilots or who?
As we sit here, actually, I think it's next week, we begin the second version of Pilot Training Next, which is focused on taking the things we learned as far as cognitive ability and how people learn, and also further developing the technology that we used in Pilot Training Next into we've been able to develop that further so that in the second version of Pilot Training Next, we're able to grow from that and learn even more. The second iteration that we're going to begin by this summer of 2019 will be, we're calling it Maintenance Training Next right now, but that's really focused on the non-flying training that we do in Air Education and Training Command and being able to develop use the same technologies, develop the same techniques, and then all the other things that we're learning about feedback and time and putting students in charge of their training, we're going to be able to take that and grow that for non-flying training.
Would you still be incorporating big data? And when it comes to maintainers, would you still have that opportunity to have them train at home, to collect the data that you want to collect and do those sorts of high-tech things?
We do. We're thinking that we should be able to use much of the technology that we've been using with the Pilot Training Next. The important thing will be to take those things that we've learned from PTN as far as how you can use virtual and augmented reality to accelerate, enhance, and make the training that people receive deeper, last longer, and have more resilience while at the same time using artificial intelligence tutors and big data to be able to bring the training techniques you're using, see how the students are receiving it and how they're progressing, and then be able to move them, accelerate their training and move them through faster. When you look at the size of them, we chose pilot training for PTN because that's obviously getting more pilots and being able to do that cheaper is huge for the world's greatest Air Force. We've selected the maintenance training career field after that because it's one of the largest ones, and it provides a wonderful landscape to be able to see how you can do some of the techniques we've used in PTN for having more students per instructor because of the Viper in PTN, that artificial intelligence tutor. Well, when you can bring that to the maintenance career field and the ability for one instructor to have multiple students working on multiple tasks at the same time, the scalability of that for the rest of the Air Force should bring, that's truly macro innovation and the ability to save lots of time, effort, and money for the Air Force.
What types of things happened in 2018 on the tactical level that you think really helped out the personnel side of things?
We've got a couple things that we're really excited that happened in 2018, starting with standing up the Special Warfare Training Wing, and the Air Force really, as a whole, taking a closer look and instituting many force improvement plan actions to enhance what we used to call the Battlefield Airmen career fields. In Air Education and Training Command, we've done that by standing up a wing and a recruiting squadron to make sure the recruiting squadron will bring in the right people to be special warfare airmen, and the wing will be able to look at not only how we train those airmen when we bring them in, but how we take care of them. They'll stand up a human performance group that really, sees the airmen as a weapon system almost, where we actually take care of them, we keep them healthier. When they do get injured, we get them back up to speed faster, and we should be able to get through the training much better by doing that. The second thing that we're really excited about was in September, we changed basic military training here at Lackland pretty considerably we didn't have to increase any time that the airmen spent at Lackland, but we're really able to increase an airman's lethality and readiness when they leave basic military training by focusing on core values, human performance and fitness, and then instituting an Airman 100 course through the entire 8.5 weeks of BMT to really bring heritage in and focus on what it is that makes airmen different and better able to support the United States. And then I think I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up, one of the big ticket items for AETC, and that's the award of the TX late in the year that will really bring the future of pilot training home over the next couple of years as we look forward to getting the TX in.
Check out Jory's story at federalnewsnetwork.com.